For me, it's just a way to communicate, quite honestly. I just remember college years and trying to find my way. And dance allowed me on many fronts, personal and in other ways, to just be able to tell my story. You don't see many African-American ballet dancers, let alone principal dancers, that have the opportunity to put their own heritage, their own flavor, their own feelings, their own concerns about life into the art form of ballet. And I think that's why I do it.
Where do you think this came from?
Well, generally people will say, oh, well, there was always dance in the family, or I saw dancing, and I did. But never in my mind did I think that dance was a viable way to sustain a life. And then at Stephen F. Austin State University, I had this urge to want to take a modern dance class because one of my roommates said, oh, you're actually kind of good at that. And I was like, well, maybe I could take a class. That's why I'm at school, find myself. I was actually a biology major. And I took a modern dance class. And from that point, I just fell in love. And they suggested, okay, well, maybe you should take ballet. It'll only help and improve what you do. And after my first ballet class, something hit me. I don't know what it was, but I just knew that I had to follow this journey, whatever that looked like, and that's led me to being here.
You've gone through many companies, but pretty early on, you were also doing choreography.
Yeah, like I said, ballet for me is really about talking. It's really about sharing stories and also bringing people together to communicate. So it's always been a way for me to share and always been a way for me to deal with ideas, whether that be politics or whether that be issues of the heart like love. And so I feel that choreography has allowed me to stay in the business. It's a very challenging art form on the body. So there were moments where I took a break from being a professional ballet dancer to look at interest of choreographing for different companies, doing startup work, different projects throughout my career. So that's kind of allowed me to use both sides of my brain.
You took some time to form Dance Words?
The place where poetry meets ballet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the idea for that?
Well, for me, classical ballet is steeped in history. But my question as a dancer, as a performing artist, is how does this relate to people that are alive today when we think of stories like Giselle? And they're classic stories, but it was really important to me to create something that someone who is at Lowe's could come in and say, okay, I get that. That makes sense in my life today in 2014. So that is one of the reasons why I really spent a lot of time creating through projects.
Why Rockford? What attracted you to this position?
I am in the prime of my career. I'm a principal dancer, which doesn't happen very often for anyone. But Rockford for me was a place of many potentials within the dance company, but also within the city. And I think the biggest draw for me to come here is the potential to use art as a way to unite and bring people together for common good, to share a story, to share a laugh, to share a cry, because life is really dance. And when everyone can see that, understand that, and see themselves on stage, then we are bringing people together to deal with other issues that we have going on in the city. But art can be a way to share, and I think that was the biggest draw. Also, the board of directors liked me. They picked me. And I wasn't someone else. I didn't try to be someone that I'm not. And that was a really big draw for me as an individual artist. They saw the passion. They saw the drive. They saw the courage that it took to be the person that I am in this art form and accepted me. And that doesn't happen very often. So for me, it was a no-brainer. Rockford is now home.
What are the challenges? What are the things that you would like to try to do to build on what's here?
I would like to grow the company. And when I say grow the company, I'm talking about our artists, our dancers. I'd like to see a full company of 20-plus dancers. I would also like to create, shape, and birth prima ballerinas. So instead of importing people from Chicago, I feel that it's really my job to create those artists right here in the Rockford Dance Studios. Another thing is that I would like to see our company reflect our city, all shades, all shapes, all facets. And it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's important for me to not only share the art, but communicate what the art does for artists and what it does for the community and what it does for us as a whole.